Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's what night is
Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
It's a great day.
No way. The week's not even through yet.
Well, we are halfway through the week.
Like midway through.
There's just something very exciting about that.
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Every day above ground is a good day.
So that means
today's a good day.
Okay, Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive.
We get it.
Can we start now?
Yes. Showtime.
6:03, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. Carla, it's Wednesday morning.
It is. It's just all this hard work we've put in, and it's just Wednesday.
That's
isn't it.
It?
Really?
Thought it should be Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, shouldn't we be? Remember last week? Boy,
yeah.
That flew by.
Just like that.
And then something's got to give, you know, time. Something's got to give.
Or fall.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just so worn out after National Radio Day, and hopefully everybody listened to the radio all day yesterday.
I feel like a slacker. It was being celebrated into the night, and people were now posting, you know, home movies, and wow.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes,
I saw that.
Yes.
And then I was like,
I know.
No.
I know, and that's why we are who we are.
Yeah.
You know, I know you do radio, and you've done it for quite a long time, even before we got together.
Yes.
But for the most part, you're a comedian, so
Absolutely.
Do they have a National Comedians Day?
No, you know what's funny? I don't believe they do.
Wow.
A lot of people say, oh, it's every day for you guys. No, it's not. Wow. We should be recognized in some way.
Yes.
We bring laughter to your lives.
A smile. You put a smile on people's face.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm working tonight. And it doesn't matter because it's sold out, but I'm working. And you know I do it about maybe once or twice a year. And it's at Sun City, Summerlin.
SRO.
Time. SRO. It's totally sold out. Totally sold
Standing
out.
Standing room only.
Yeah. It's up at the Starbright Theater up at the golf course up there. They tell me that the people that live up there in Sun City, they don't use stop signs. That's a fact. The police there say, yeah, they don't stop.
They just kind of.
And they stop them, and the police will stop them. It's like, what? Nobody was there. Why would I have to stop? So, yeah.
And you say they're a great crowd, and you always have a good time.
They're the best crowd. Lots of windbreakers, but it's a really fun crowd. Really fun crowd.
Just watch your language, young lady.
Yes, I know.
You've been warned. You showed me the email.
One day I'll have to discuss some of that. Yeah, I got the email. Don't say this or that. Oh, well,
there's only two words you can't say.
Yes, I know. I generally don't say that one ever. and that one only around people I know. So.
Just be careful. Sunshine, excessive heat warning today.
Ugh.
I am 109, 108 tomorrow. It's 78 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Perhaps some of you don't know who Morty's man crush is. Well, you'll find out. And some good news about Morty's man crush.
All that and more after Supertramp. Goodbye, stranger.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Katie Seagal will show up on season 2 of The Conners, possibly a love interest for Dan. She appeared last season as an old high school friend who tried to kind of hook up with Dan, but he wasn't ready yet. Of course, you know, Roseanne died on the show. So, yeah, so we'll see what they do with that.
She's on the Grand Hotel
now. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Which is an awful show.
She's generally done some good stuff, you know?
I don't know how she got sucked into this.
Oh, my gosh. I have a friend who, Morty, I can't remember the show, the animated series that she was in. Didn't she have one eye in it, I believe? I can't remember the name of it. I know a friend of mine, actually, her daughter was an animator for Fox, and she worked on that show.
Okay.
And once in a while, when they would come into voice things, you know, she would be there.
Well, on
and,
the Grand Hotel, she's
so
a
cool.
bad woman. So.
Oh, wow. She's played bad.
Futurama.
Futurama, that was it. Yeah, she plays bad well, too. Morty, listen up. Keanu Reeves going to do a fourth Matrix.
Yeah.
So is Carrie Ann Moss. Yeah, they're both doing it. It sounds like it's almost the original cast doing this.
You can't do it without the original cast.
No, you can't. Lana, is it Wachowski?
Mm-hmm.
Is also returning to write and direct. She and her sister Lily made the original trilogy together. So that's really cool. And that's the way you do it if you're going to do it, you know? And attention, ladies, Larry King is single.
What?
Yep. He is divorcing his wife of 22 years.
Wow. Mike.
8th marriage, by the way, to the same woman back in the 60s.
You go, Larry.
Yeah, I know. One more and he gets a free sandwich,
something,
I think. Yeah. Man alive. And just think, out there somewhere is wife number 9, just starting college. So, Larry, way to go, man. 85 years old.
After 22 years.
22 years.
Did he just wake up or something and realize that?
I don't really know if he did or if she did.
They're saying the two sons had a role in convincing him to leave.
I don't.
Sean.
Okay. I mean, well. 22 years, I'm sure there was something there, but okay, whatever.
Well, you know what, on the flip side, I say congrats to my sister Barb, who you know very well.
Yes,
and her husband, Denny. They celebrated their 53rd anniversary yesterday.
That's the way you do it, Barb,
it
right there.
It can work.
One guy, one marriage. Boy.
That's it.
Wow, gosh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad for Larry King.
Barb doesn't have a punch card, but, you know, whatever.
She'll get
Neither
through
does
it.
Neither does Denny, but, yeah.
All right, let's light it up right now. 702-739-9636. Your first chance to guess and win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company during the 96 days of summer. You know what we're looking for? Street address, city, state, zip code, and what you think might be in my pocket. And by the way, yesterday, Candy actually got 3 out of 5. Have you checked out the photo? We reveal another piece of the puzzle a little bit later on this morning, but look at the photo. If you can give us the street address, city, state, zip, and what you think is in my pocket, you have the Alaskan cruise for 2 during the 96 days of summer. So call it up right now. Caller number 9. Got to be 25 years of age or older. So good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for 2 if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we have Gina on the phone. Gina, you know what we're looking for.
I sure do.
The street address, city, state, zip, and what you think is in my pocket to win that cruise of a lifetime. Go ahead.
Okay, let's try 90333. Thunderman Road, Springfield, Oregon, 97478, and I'm going to say money.
You know what, Gina? You got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
I
can hear it.
I'm in the office with Candy.
Oh, my God. It's a whole syndicate.
You know what? I'm wondering if these guys win, you guys are going to have to flip a coin for who's taking that cruise.
Right. Well, listen, you're going to have another chance to guess in the 8 o'clock hour. So if you, by the way, it's never too late for everybody else to get in the game. See the photo, official rules. Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. Gina, good luck. Tickets for Paula Abdul. We had so much fun with her on the phone.
Yes, we did.
Check out the visit on our website on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. She is in town. Her residency over at the Flamingo in the showroom is going on, man, October, November, December, even dates in January.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
If you want to go, shot at winning the tickets. We've been talking about kids going back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell us what movie this teacher is from.
In an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone?
That's all you have to do is identify the movie this teacher is from.
In an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone?
702-739-9636. If you can tell us what movie that teacher is from, you got tickets for Paula Abdul from KKLZ.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy! Yeah!
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, giving you a chance to win those tickets for Paula Abdul. All you have to do is tell us what movie this teacher is from.
In an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone?
Richie, can you identify the movie that teacher's from?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There you go. One of the most well-known movie teachers of all time.
Name the actor, Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Wasn't he like one of the smartest guys of all time?
Yes.
Could answer anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Richie, you got the tickets. Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl, her show over at the Flamingo. These tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Awesome. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
By the way, we will have more tickets to give away tomorrow at about the same time. 6:38. I want to read this only because when I saw this story, Morty, I thought about you. Planners has a new container that's just filled with the neon orange cheese powder from their cheese balls. So if you want one, you'll have to win it by tweeting at Mr. Peanut, telling him what foods you'd put on it or put it on. Now, it's a part of a promo to announce that cheese balls are back for good after they started selling them again last year.
I love cheese balls, but when did we start eating everything that everybody else throws out? That's garbage. That's like the garbage. I'm gonna get some Cheetos dust, cheese ball dust.
Just lick the finger.
Eat that with potato skins.
Seasoning.
Yeah, it's just garbage. It's all just garbage.
At Mr. Peanut.
That's too funny. Speaking of which, I got a text, Morty. Somebody said, I heard the preview for your entertainment report, but didn't hear the report. So who exactly is Morty's man crush? Keanu Reeves or Larry King?
Oh!
Morty?
Keanu.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, Larry.
So if you want to spend a very happy month with someone,
he's Larry King. Dang, all right. Angles, man.
Just glad we cleared that up. All right. Excessive heat warning today. High 109 today, 108 tomorrow. Just a few, by the way, 78 now. Just a few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
You know what? It's, hold on. I lost you, Mike. Sorry about that. Water is going to be served up differently. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So a new survey found the friendliest states in America. They are Minnesota, Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming. Those are the top five. Indiana came in at number 7, Hawaii number 10, and the friendliest.
What about Nevada?
Rudest states.
Uh-oh.
New York, Arkansas, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey. Nevada came in at number 8 in the rudest. And the rudest states. I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, we did. Yes, I know.
All right. Be nice, people.
Yes, exactly. Some kind of cool news, I think. Dasani water will be switching soon to aluminum bottles. There's just way too much plastic out there. Remember when those were such a great idea? Plastic bottles. They're just everywhere, littered everywhere now. So they're going to aluminum bottles, which are much, more recyclable and all of that. So that's very cool.
Does that mean the cost is going to go up?
I don't know. It's probably going to be a very thin aluminum, that's for sure. But you think about your soda as an aluminum can. Yeah. So, shouldn't be crap. I mean, we're paying for water as it is, right? It's like, who'd have thought we'd be paying for water and air?
Yeah.
But we are. So more plastic for me, said Jerry Jones face. Anyhow, and today, you know what? Just a reminder, we all have grandparents. We all had them. It's National Senior Citizens Day.
Yes.
And we're all going to be one. Kitty Hodges.
By the way, a salute to my sister, Barb.
Yeah, there you go.
And my brother, Tom.
Okay.
Both proud senior citizens.
Listen to you. My brother and sister,
Who are both, by the way, in their 70s. So.
Well, I don't know if any of them have done this, but Kitty Hodges is her name. She had a bucket list at 103.
Wow.
She just went skydiving. Jumped out of a plane at 10,000 feet up in Washington. She says she was nervous, but she loved it. Just loved it. 103.
At that age, I mean, good for her.
Well, if I'm pooping my pants already, maybe I'll just do that.
I would be afraid at that age that when you'd hit the ground, you'd just break your legs something.
I know. Well, she did. She had to go tandem.
I understand, but still.
Yeah. I mean, they hit hard. Oh, man. But it was her bucket list. It was on her bucket list,
good
Mike.
For her.
I know. So she did it. I mean, they're all
even at this age, I don't want to skydive.
I know. There are all these people older than me doing way more exciting stuff than I'm doing.
Right.
God.
Well, all right.
Well, man, I won't even go on the high thing at the gym. I won't get my knees up on that thing. I'm afraid I'm going to fall over.
You won't do that either?
Jeez, no.
Okay. Hey, if you're going to do one thing, maybe on your bucket list.
Yeah.
And the Summer Bash is coming up September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Biggest 80s party of all time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it. We do have tickets to give away. Not to mention, you can find out how you win a VIP prize package to the end of Summer Bash on our website. You want to check it out? Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Carla, you mentioned it's Senior Citizens Day today.
Yes, it is.
And that, what, woman was 102 years old.
103, Mike.
103, dropping out of a plane, skydiving.
Yeah.
You know what? We want to talk to those people that have those grandparents.
Oh,
do you have those grandparents that not only, maybe they do or don't have a bucket list, but they've gone out and done something a little wild, a little crazy, where you, even you said, really, Nana?
Yeah, really. You're going to run the Tough Mudder. You're 83. Come on.
Or you're 95.
Yeah. You're doing Kilimanjaro? Really?
I can't imagine. Well, first of all, my grandparents came from Europe.
Right.
Barely spoke English. Yeah. I can't imagine them doing anything like this.
Yeah, my grandmother, my one grandmother I could on my mom's side. Doing something, you know.
A little wild.
Yeah,
little
definitely.
Zip lining or something like that.
If any of that, you know, was really a big thing, because, I mean, she died now 25 years ago, but she was pretty, and she didn't drive like an old person. She drove like a maniac. I mean, fast.
And that's where you get it from.
Oh, please, stop. Stop it.
702-739-9636. Do you have those grandparents that have stepped up and even shocked you with something they've done in the latter part of their life? The twilight.
Right.
They say of their life.
Yes. Wow.
Dial it up or text it in. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's Quiet Riot.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So we were talking about the fact that it's National Senior Citizens Day today. Carla read this story about a woman, 103 years old.
Yeah.
Went skydiving. We've heard about these stories before.
Yes.
But we wanted to talk to people who had those grandparents that if they did have a bucket list, maybe they didn't, but they did something that even surprised the family a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, one of our listeners said, my soon-to-be 94-year-old dad celebrated his 90th by skydiving, said if he makes it to 95, he's going to do it again.
Wow.
Oh, man. Michelle's grandfather walked on hot coals.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how old Anthony's grandmother at 82 wanted to always walk across the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and did. Walked across it. And you can do that. I've done it. It's really cool. Very, very cool.
Wow. Well, that seems... Got,
but it's a bucket list item. So, right. And I mean, it's if you can do it, man, it's beautiful. Oh, it's just beautiful. On a clear day, go. Gorgeous. Kathleen's grandmother at 94 did indoor skydiving. Fine, good enough. I mean, if you're floating up there at 94, good for you.
Is that, do we have one of those?
We do have one here, and I've actually done it, and it's weird. It's weird.
See, I would do that.
It's fun, but it's weird. Everything's just blowing around. I know.
You got to keep your mouth shut, right?
Yes, you really do.
And you got to keep the girls in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of which, and I want to just do this one too. Kathleen's 75-year-old mom recently went to Stoney's and rode the bull. So, I know that had to be, ow, jeez.
Yeah, you're talking about throwing out a hip or something.
One. Just put it on
I just want to go back and forth.
Right. I just really want to, it's relaxing if you put it on one. It's like a nice rocking chair.
And then caught a couple of minutes later smoking a cigarette
That's right.
I don't know how good it was for the bull, but I got news for you. Bev's on the phone. Bev, what about you?
My friend's dad was turning 80, and I had a ski boat, and he wanted to go skiing again.
Oh.
So we took him out on the lake all day. He never did get all the way up, but he considered it a win, and then he went skydiving the following weekend.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
80 years old. He's a rock star.
He is a rock star.
Papa Cool.
God, no kidding. That's awesome.
It's amazing.
I know. I know.
Because I'm always thinking, even at my age,
right,
of how many things can go wrong.
Right. Now, mind you, a bucket list item doesn't have to be something so extreme.
Right.
You know, it just has to be your thing. Your want and your thing. Okay. Yeah.
Carolyn, what about you? What's your story?
I did have a resident where I work. She passed away, but she went on the Price is Right.
Oh.
And she won a year's supply of swimsuits and a pontoon. And she said that was on her bucket list, was to go on the Price is Right.
Oh,
and she did. And she got on stage and she won a year's supply of swimsuits and a pontoon.
Wow.
A year?
She kept the boat. I don't know if she still had it when she was in the nursing home. I don't know if she gave it to her kids or what, but she did keep it.
And a year's supply of bathing suits.
Bathing suits. Do you need a supply, first of all, when you're that age?
Right.
But in general, what is a year's supply of bathing suits?
Edna, that, is that a new suit?
Wow.
Again?
It is. I want a year's supply.
You want one?
Oh, my God. And a pontoon boat. That's cool, actually.
Last hour when we were talking about the bucket list for your grandparents. Love the one that we just got in.
Yeah, one of our listeners said, my 92-year-old grandmother said that she was very sorry that she didn't ever have a one-night stand.
The one regret.
That's her one regret.
She has since passed away, but...
Yeah, but, you know, so listen, don't let things fall by the wayside as you get
really?
Older. Maybe talk to Grandpa and listen. Wow, that's, not something I'm, you know, that you did much. Well, I mean, you know, and those girls that did right. that back in the day.
Oh.
Scarlet letter. big red W. Yahuwah.
I hate to have that regret. Jeez. Sorry, Nana.
Oh,
Sunshine.
Sure none of us in this room will have that regret.
No.
You big bunch of
it won't be a lot of regrets when we... As I get older, I look back and I go, oh, boy, I regret a lot of stuff.
That?
Yes, why did I do
why
that?
Why did I do it?
With her. With me.
Me too.
Sunshine excessive heat warning. Been talking about this last couple of days. High today, 109, 108. The high tomorrow, 83 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I have the official list of Dancing with the Stars contestants. The last one, all wrong.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to that and more entertainment news coming up after Blondie, Heart of Glass.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Ozzy Osbourne jokingly told Rolling Stone magazine that he might name his next album Recuperation. Because he says that's what he spent the majority of this year doing, recovering from a pretty bad fall that he took. He said, I keep wondering, am I going to walk properly again, though? Am I going to be able to perform again? He said, you know, if I just lay there watching the world, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I need to get back out there in some way. But he said, I don't think I can do a rock concert right now. I'll just go, hello, and that's it. That'll be the concert right
hello,
there.
Hello or...
Yeah. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
That'll be it. Billy Joel, he actually spoke to Rolling Stone recently. He said he probably can't, and he's talked about this before. He said, I can't see myself doing a farewell tour.
No.
You know, I think the way it'll happen is there'll be a night when I feel like I just can't do it as well anymore. Can't hit the notes. I'm done. I'm just done. I'll be done after that. He said, but I'm sure that my agent will come to me after the show and say, no, we can make a lot of money. Keep
yes.
doing shows. We'll do a show.
You sound fabulous.
Tour. Yes, exactly. And, oh, yeah, well, you can keep that playing because Uptown Girl Christy Brinkley.
What?
Going to compete on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. Now, they say they've been asking her for a long time, about 15 years, and she finally agreed to do it. She felt it was the right time to join the show. I don't know if she's still doing Chicago. I don't. She might still be doing it.
Wow.
On Broadway and traveling with it. Also doing Dancing with the Stars, Lamar Odom,
mm-hmm.
James Vanderbeek, oh my God, Dawson, Karamo Brown, Hannah Brown, Kel Mitchell, Sean Spicer, Allie Brooke.
Sean Spicer?
Sean Spicer.
Wasn't
yeah.
he the...
the president's, whatever.
White House.
Yes, the speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that one.
Or Melissa...
Yeah.
Or the comedian, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy. Yes, Melissa McCarthy.
Either way.
Yep. Kate Flannery, Lauren Elena, and Ray Lewis.
Oh, so there's a football player.
Yeah, yep, of course, of course. So,
no Gronk, huh?
Yeah, no Gronk, no Beyonce's mom.
Oh.
Hannah Brown was the only one that was correct, and that she's from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, excuse me. So, yeah, there you go.
Looking forward to that.
There you go. I know. They got a basketball player. They got a football player. I think that's it.
Candlestick maker.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And a glass blower.
96 Days of Summer continue. Trying to give away a 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. We reveal another piece of the picture puzzle a little bit later on this morning. But right now, if you want to take a shot, you know what we're looking for. Street address, city, state, zip code. What you think might be in my pocket. Do it right now. Dial it up. Ninth caller, got to be over 25 years of age or older. 702-739-9636. Take a shot and hopefully win that Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and 96.3 KKLZ.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Location. Carla, we have Amy on the phone. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good, you?
Good. You know what we're looking for, right?
Yes, I do.
The exact street address, city, state, zip, and what you think might be in my pocket to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. Go ahead.
Okay, my guess is 37,000 Parsons Creek Road, Springfield, Oregon, 97478. And how about a picture of Jody?
That's a nice thought.
Yes, it is, but you don't have one of those.
No, I do not.
Oh, my gosh.
But you did get 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems to be where we're stuck
stuck, exactly.
Okay. Don't forget, tonight, 6 to 8, extended happy hour, Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. I'm going to have a bonus clue for you that could help you out a lot to figure this thing out.
All right, we'll be there.
Stop by, say hi, and register for those journey tickets. All the details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3 KKLZ.
Awesome. Have a good day.
We do have those tickets. End of Summer Bash, the Lost 80s Live Tour. Going to be the biggest 80s party of the year. We have those to give away. And Big Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. We do that after AC/DC.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, end of Summer Bash. Lost 80s Live Tour presented by Finley Toyota. They'll do anything to sell you a car. We have tickets to give away. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
You know what? That's one group I couldn't be a part of. I could never be in Missing Persons. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's good. We kind of did an abridged version, and it was quite funny in here. Morty just shut off the camera. It's like, I can't work with you two. I can't.
You know when the lead kazoo player takes a break from the group to do their own projects? Sure. That's what Carla should have done with this. In fact, here it is again. Carla going solo. Try. Here I go. Oh boy. All right. Figure out what song that is by title. We're playing on Carla's actually playing on her kazoo. Great job. It's one of the bands that's going to be at the end of Summer Bash. Got the phone lines on hold. Get through news and weather. What?
You said the name of the band earlier.
You said the name of the band earlier.
Oh. You said, I could never be a member of blah, 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 blah.
That's okay. Name the song.
Just name the song.
Name the song. That's okay. That's okay.
That's normally what we do, right?
Right. Yeah. It's usually a name the song. Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. That's
okay.
You're halfway there.
I hope we get to talk to Dale Bozzio. I really do.
All right. 702-739-9636. We're doing a whole different song. I'm kidding. All right. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash. Here you go. Kazookie-okie Wednesday. Joe, if you can identify that song Carla is playing on her kazoo, then you got the tickets. Go ahead.
Well, the song is Words by Missing Persons.
Yeah, well, of course.
I'm sorry, who's it by, Mike?
Yeah, bye. Thanks for that.
That was my gift to you.
Yes, it
was. So much. Wonderful gift.
You're welcome. Tickets for the End of Summer Bash. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's the Lost 80s Live Tour, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, September 7th, presented by Finley Toyota. You got tickets, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up and all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Florida got into an argument with a woman over her drinking. So she chugged two beers, crushed the cans, and according to what the guy told the cops, she proceeded to, quote, stone cold Steve Austin my butt.
Yeah. Okay.
She was arrested for battery.
Okay, there you go.
She should be given an award.
Stone
That's
cold
awesome.
Steve Austin
she
my
just
butt.
Went,
there you go.
Stone cold Steve Austin on me.
Uh-huh.
Drunk 59-year-old guy, same state, Florida, stole a Walmart motorized shopping cart on Saturday. Apparently the plan was to drive it 20 miles back home.
Okay.
But it ran out of juice 1 mile into the trip. So the cops just started hoofing it, basically, and caught the guy trying to recharge the scooter at the convenience store down the street.
This scooter I stole is not running right now.
So he's been arrested for felony grand theft.
Okay. All right. Well, more good news from Florida. Actually, this is a cool story. A Family Dollar employee. She's being hailed as a hero, actually, for stopping a robbery with two words. Brittany is her name. Some guy grabbed a bunch of merchandise, pulled a knife on her, and she said, "Not today."
Wow.
And somebody else came up from behind, grabbed him, and locked him inside, like, a place in the store till the police arrived.
Uh-huh.
So, good job. Yeah, exactly. Knife went boom. Everybody was okay. You know what? Not today. You know, you just have those days where I think you throw even a burglar off, you know?
I'm surprised that's not on one of your T-shirts.
I know. Not today. I love that. I love that. Good for her.
Yeah.
And a Georgetown, Kentucky woman, Mike, police had to arrest her. I don't really know why, but she broke into a bar. Just drank all night till the employees showed up the next morning. Then she wanted to get back out. But, the police showed up, and she was charged with burglary and public intoxication. Public intoxication. Incapacitation. I just wanted to drink.
Today.
Yeah, not today. By the way, her name's Donna Martin, which, coincidentally, Beverly Hills 90210 is Donna Martin.
Oh.
Yeah. Any hoodly hoo. So, yeah. But, so, whatever. I mean, I think if you just, whatever, pay for your drinks and move on. That's all. You owe us $94 and you can go.
That's the second story like that.
Yeah, I know.
The other one was in, what, Scotland?
Yes, it was. Well, hello. Yeah.
Who knew we listened to the show?
I know. Morty just woke up. I just want to know who are these lucky people who are actually getting in when they pull the door open, man.
Right.
Yeah. Tell you, I'd be late every morning. Just saying. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
So the fact that these guys are firefighters is really kind of irrelevant. They're just really good people. This group of firemen near St. Louis, they helped a woman in a wheelchair recently. They saw her tip over trying to get in her own house. because it just wasn't wheelchair accessible. She had to wheel herself through the front yard, make it up a bunch of steps to get into her house. And she's fallen a few times. Luckily, she wasn't hurt. But they thought, you know, this is going to happen again. So a bunch of firemen on their day off. They went back over to her house a few days later. Shovels, concrete, built her a path that she can get to her porch on. Built a ramp, the whole bit. They poured the cement, the whole bit.
Wow.
And, yeah, right from the sidewalk to her front porch, the ramp. It's all good and safe now. And, yeah, they just did it on their days off. They weren't on the clock. And they weren't paid. But they just didn't want her to fall again. So that was it. That's it. Couple days.
Nice. Firefighters.
Off. We'll build a. Yeah.
They all do that stuff.
I know.
Kind of
I know.
Stuff.
It was really cool. It was really cool. Yeah. It's just sweet. It's just a sweet story.
All right. If you have a feel good story you want us to read on the air, and maybe it has to do with somebody you know, maybe yourself,
yeah.
Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963kklz.com.
Can I tell you, and may, well, you know what? I should save this good news story for tomorrow. I'll do that. It's about myself. So I'll save it for tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll save it for tomorrow. So.
9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, recapping the show. Boy, some senior citizen daredevils trying to complete their bucket list.
Jeez, no kidding.
Parachuting, being shot out of a cannon, stuff like that.
Walking on hot rocks. Oh,
I don't know if I could do that.
I could do a one-night stand, but I don't know that I could do hot rocks or flames.
I think you've done that before.
So. Not today. Not today. Not today.
Right. You do have to put that on a T-shirt. Cheese dust. Cheese ball dust from cheese balls. Now that they're back. Mr. Peanut selling the cheese ball dust that you can buy.
Morty, did you order it up yet?
Oh, yeah. Already on it.
It's already registered.
Oh, jeez.
And we found out that Nevada is not a very friendly state. We are in the top 10 of unfriendly states in this country, and that's not good.
Yeah, step it up, people. We're number 8, so...
All right.
Be nice.
Wendy Rush is going to be nice to you a little bit after 10 o'clock. She'll keep you company throughout the midday. Have another chance for you to win that Alaskan cruise. Your chance to guess in the noon hour. Plus, end of summer bash tickets to give away. Be listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be kind, and be safe.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.